Today's devotion is entitled, Almighty God, by Pastor Eric Brown, Trinity, Hersher. For this is what you asked of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly when you said, Let us not hear the voice of the Lord our God or see this great fire any more, or we will die. Deuteronomy 18:16. God is scary to sinners. God in his almighty godness terrifies us, too big, too powerful, too beyond our control, and we are too sinful, and we are too deserving of death. So when the Lord spoke to the children of Israel, they were understandably terrified, just like Adam and Eve were terrified and hid in the garden. God understands this, and this is why Christmas is so important, why the incarnation is so vital. We cannot handle being near God and his almightiness while we were yet sinners, so God chose to come to us in a way that we could handle. The Word himself became flesh. God became man. He became our brother, so that we could bear to be near him. But Jesus isn't content to just let us remain stuck in sin and death. So when he came and was born, he set upon the task of winning redemption. He fulfilled the law in our place, both doing what is right fully and also taking up our punishment in full. Even in the midst of our terror and fear, God has it all under control. He is in control for you, for your good. Jesus comes for your good, for your salvation. This year we understand a bit more the idea of the fear or contact, the danger therein. Jesus still comes for your good, for your life, for your salvation, for your forgiveness. This is why he came once long ago, and this is why he shall come again. Have a blessed Christmas in him.